AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama tells the veterans of foreign wars that diplomacy comes first before any consideration of the use of military force.
I believe that sending our sons and daughters into harm's way must always be a last resort, and that before we put their lives on the line, we should exhaust every alternative. That's what we owe our troops. That is strength, and that is American leadership.
The president also hailed as heroes the four Marines and one sailor killed in last week's shootings in Chattanooga, and he promised the government is determined to keep the people safe.
Our entire government, along with state and local partners, we are going to keep doing everything in our power to protect the American people, including our men and women in uniform.
Ohio Governor John Kasich is the 16th Republican to declare for the White House, saying he has a specific goal in mind.
We will rebuild the economy of this country because creating jobs is our highest moral purpose, and we will move to get that done.
Donald Trump continues to throw barbs at his fellow Republicans in a speech in South Carolina. He had this to say about home state senator, fellow GOP presidential candidate Lindsey Graham.
But this guy Lindsey Graham, so he calls me a jackass this morning. And I said to myself, you know, it's amazing. He doesn't seem like a very bright guy, okay? He actually probably seems to me not as bright, honestly, as Rick Perry.
Trump also dismisses a Des Moines Register editorial as sophomoric. The paper calls on him to leave the presidential race, saying he has proven himself not only unfit to hold office, but unfit to stand on the same stage as his Republican opponents. U.S. officials say a key al-Qaeda figure has been killed in an American airstrike in Syria. The officials say one of the leaders of the Khorasan group died in the attack. The al-Qaeda group was sent from Pakistan to Syria to plot attacks on the West. This is AP Radio News. A federal appeals court in Chicago orders former Illinois Democratic Governor Rob Blagojevich to be resentenced, part of a ruling that overturned five of his 18 corruption convictions. Court says prosecutors didn't prove Blagojevich broke the law when he tried to get a cabinet position in President Obama's administration in exchange for Obama's old Senate seat. Federal investigation into Barry Bonds is over. Jack Briggs with more.
After nearly 10 years, the federal government has decided to pull the plug on investigating and prosecuting former baseball slugger Barry Bonds. The Department of Justice has formally dropped its investigation into an obstruction of justice. In a one-paragraph court filing, the DOJ said it would not ask the U.S. Supreme Court to consider a lower court's reversal of Bonds' felony conviction. A jury convicted Bonds in 2011 of obstruction of justice for giving a meandering answer to a federal grand jury when asked about steroids injections. This is Jack Briggs.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.